podcast, God's Timeline. Welcome to our prophecy podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God? And now, presenting your host, Timothy Thompson.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Tim Thompson. This is the GTL.News Network. Thank you for tuning in. We have a really wonderful podcast for you today. This is the third of seven series on understanding the seven seals that are listed in the book of Revelation. This is November the 1st, 2024. Before we get started, I would just like to say welcome. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you've been listening to the podcast. If you haven't, by all means, please go back to the very first podcast, because that is very important. Actually, it's very important because the very first podcast and this podcast kind of work together. We learned during the first podcast, you know, people walk around saying that nobody knows the day or the hour. Like, okay, nobody knows the day or the hour, huh? But have you read Revelation chapter 5? Because, you know, we know about the scriptures where it says that even God, well, God knows the second coming, but that Jesus Christ doesn't. That's what the scriptures are telling us. But I prayed about that back in 2010. I wanted to know how close we are to the second coming. And my answer I received after prayer was kind of quite amazing. If you read Revelation chapter 5, we learned in the very first podcast that when Jesus Christ died on the cross and was resurrected, well, Heavenly Father handed Jesus Christ the book sealed with seven seals. Well, Jesus overcame the cross, right? So that's, you could say that was like a reward. He overcame the cross, so he was able to partake of the knowledge. So what are the seven seals? Well, a lot of people believe that the seven seals have something to do with the end time events. Like certain seals will come about in the last days, you know, all seven of them. But this is not the case. What the seven seals represent, each seal represents 1,000 years. 1,000 years for each seal, totaling 7,000 years. But that's not all. We have what we call a little season. And we would definitely talk about that in future podcasts. In fact, everything we talk about, I will be repeating over and over until everything comes together. So by the way, in Revelation chapter 6 is where we're going to cover the third seal. But before we get started, I would like to go over what we already covered during what we talked about during the first seal. And that is Doctrine and Covenants 77. So it reads, what are we to understand by the book which John saw, which was sealed on the back with seven seals? So what are the seven seals? Well, here's the answer. We are to understand that it contains revealed will, mysteries, and the works of God, the hidden things of the economy concerning the earth during the 7,000 years of its continuance or temporal existence. Now, so that gives us an idea. It's talking about the past, present, and future events. Now, most people do think it's for the end of days, but what's for the end of days? We are actually understanding that each seal is a 1,000-year period. We understand that the sixth seal, which is in 2024, all the way up to 2023, when the sixth seal will end, and 2033, the seventh seal will begin. So what you do is you open up the book of Revelation, right? Find out what happens when the seventh seal opens up. Well, you'll be in for a surprise. And this is how you get knowledge, when you actually study and you actually read it. The first thing you'll notice when the seventh seal opens up is the first of seven trumpets. Now, what happens then? Well, the first of seven trumpets, that is, a lot of things come together. Not only do we enter the seventh seal, which is amazing, but that is the millennium. And that is when Jesus Christ comes back. So that's going to be about 2033. And do you know how? If you've been listening to my podcast, now it's very important. Do you know 2033? How do we know it's 2033? Probably about April the 17th will be the first resurrection. Well, the world calls it the rapture, but the Bible calls it the first resurrection. So I've mentioned the word rapture so you'll actually understand. That is when the saints will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So it'll be about that time. I wouldn't be surprised if it was 2033 on the nose on April the on the 17th. Why April the 17th? Because that is when Easter is. How is that significant? Because when Jesus Christ died on the cross and was resurrected, that started the fifth seal. And that was Easter. And that started the fifth seal. So why wouldn't you think it would be Easter 2,000 years later? So you take the year 33 when he was resurrected. Each seal is 1,000 years. Are you following me? Each seal is 1,000 years. And he was resurrected, and the fifth seal started when he was 33 years old. You add another 1,000 years, what do you get? That's when the sixth seal started. Take 33, the fifth seal started at 1,000 years for a day, because the Lord is 1,000 years is one day. So at take 33 at 1,000, you get 1033. That is the sixth seal. So at another 1,000 years for one day to the Lord, right? You end up with what year? You end up with the year 2033. Now look in your Bible in the book of Revelation. Find out what happens when the seventh seal opens up. And that is the first of seven trumpets. And the trumpets will happen over, over a period of time, the seven trumpets. And the sixth trumpet is when Armageddon takes place. Okay? Armageddon takes place, and it's absolutely amazing. You can read about this stuff in the book of Revelation. Don't be afraid. Read it. You're not going to understand everything, but between reading the book of Revelation and listening to my podcast, you will begin to understand the book of Revelation. And how many people in this world actually understand the book of Revelation today? It's amazing. We have the book of Revelation, and they say, they put up their hands, say, I believe in God. And so many people say that, but it's so important to read the scriptures. And that goes back to prayer. There are two things that can really help you become closer to Heavenly Father. And that is through prayer. And that is reading the scriptures. And that is giving time and praying in all that you do. So, yes, it's absolutely amazing. Let's go on to and Doctrine and Covenants 77, verse 7, which is a question and an answer again. It says, what are we to understand by the seven seals which were sealed? And the answer is, we are to understand that the first seal contains the things of the first 1,000 years, and the second also of the second 1,000 years, and so forth until the seventh. That's absolutely amazing. And that really tells you a little bit about what the seven seals are. So the seven seals covers 7,000 years of time of span. And we covered last week, I believe on the podcast, we actually covered when each seal starts. But I just went over that in this, that the fifth seal started when Jesus Christ was resurrected. And you add 2 days, each day is 1,000 years, two seals, and you end up 2033. 2033 is a magical year. Do I have this right 100%? We'll have to wait and see. But I don't go by dates. But if you want to go by date, that would be mighty, mighty close. I tell you, if it's off, it's not going to be off by much. And I'm betting on it. I see the world right now. You go by events, right? You understand the Book of Revelation. You understand prophecy in general. You understand we covered that Iran is going to start a war. You see that right now. You see that it's already happened in a way, but the big gigantic push is happening right here when I'm recording this podcast. It's just amazing. Okay, but what I wanted to do right now is we want to cover exactly what the third seal. We covered what the first two seals, and we're going to review that really quickly here. And I have a little bit of I'm going to get this from an article so that I can be a little bit more, comprehension. I could give you a little bit more detail. But remember the first seal. The first seal started in the year 3967 to 2967 BC. And BC stands for before Christ. And chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, we read, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw and beheld a white horse, and he sat on him, had a bowl, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." And the notes that we need to realize is the white horse means victory, and the bowl means warfare, and the crown means to conquer. So the second seal we read, "And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And when he went out, another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword." And then we can also understand this, that the red horse equals bloodshed, means bloodshed. And the sword means war and destruction. So now we cover what the podcast is all about. And the third seal actually opened up and started in 1967 BC and ended in 967 BC. And as you know, BC means before Christ. Okay, in chapter 6, verse 5, it says, "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see that thy not hurt the oil and the wine." And so this basically means the black horse means famine, and the balances means high prices on food. So basically there is a starvation during the third seal, which covers a 1,000-year period of time. They struggled on the earth. They had a hard time. And we have a hard time now, right? Hey, we can kind of relate to that. But think about working all day for a penny, for food, for bread. Giving all your wages. Well, that is pretty well it. So we know that the third seal represents a time of famine. And absolutely amazing. So famine stalked the earth. And that is Revelation chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. And notice that the verses for each seal is only been two verses for the first seal, only two verses in Revelation for the second seal, and only two verses for the third seal. And next week when we cover the fourth seal, well, guess what? It's only two verses again. And then we start to get to the fifth seal, it's actually three verses. That's it, brothers and sisters. This is the end of the podcast. This is Tim Thompson. This is a GTL.news podcast for November the 1st, 2024, in which we talked about the third seal and a few other things. And the third seal is a 1,000 years period of time, and it lasted from 1967 to 967 BC. God bless you and have a great week. See you next week.